Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Hi, Niall. Can you please help me with this? The wife is going mad at me. I found a great deal. Well, that is debatable. I found a somewhat affordable deal to bring the family to Florida in September. 3 weeks in the sunshine, Disney, the whole nine yards. Myself, herself, and the two kids. I put the deposit down. And surprised my wife last night, only for her to go mad because the eldest is going into her junior cert year. Niall, who cares? She wants me to put the family a holiday on hold now because of it. The exams aren't until May 2025, for God's sake. If we were to go in July, we just couldn't afford it. Not to mention the heat. I know school is important, but so are these wonderful memories. And no offence to the teachers, but most of them are moving at such a slow pace, I don't see her missing out on anything. She's actually a really clever girl. And, in saying that, she would catch up very quickly. One day it's a sports day. The next day they've someone in for a talk. Then they have a parent-teacher meeting. Then it's a school training day. Do they ever really go to school? Anyway, it's ridiculous that she's given out about it. What do you think? I have to decide before I pay the remainder or owe the remainder of the money. Love the show, Dan. Now, is it ever right to take your kids off school to go on a holiday? Not according to the government, by the way. It is technically illegal. Well, when I say it's illegal, your child must attend school by law. You have a legal obligation to send your child to school. I'll get Jane to check for me in a second, but I think if you miss more than 26 days in 1 year, you get a letter from the Department of whatever it is, Social Protection or whoever it is nowadays, the TUSLA or one of those organisations that look after the, you know, the rights of children, et cetera, like what are you up to? Now, they're probably not going to take you to court or send you off to jail or anything like that. But there are cases every year and they're usually done around December. Sorry, Jane, what did you say? How many? 20, okay, 20 days. That's 4 weeks, essentially. Yeah, people are going to say, no, 7 days a week. No, 5 days a week. You're only working out on school days. Anyway, so there are every year a number of cases that are taken to court, and they're usually around December. You'll always see them in the paper. There's like five families or five parents or five whatever taken to court for not bringing their children to school. But you will find that the majority of those children are children who haven't been to school for nearly most of the year. They're constantly out with no good reason. The school, schools in the UK, for example, can fine you. It's a substantial fine. It's like 155 quid or whatever for not sending your child to school if you go over those 20 days or for not sending your child to school without good reason. In Ireland, I don't think we... Oh, there is a fine of some description, but it's an unusual, oh, very old fine. We haven't changed the law since. But here's the thing. Is there anything wrong with doing it? Because he makes a good argument. It's very educational to bring your child to somewhere like America, or to bring your child to somewhere really interesting, to Egypt or something like that, or whatever it is you want to bring your child. It is educational because they learn to see the world around them. They learn a bit about geography. They get to see Mickey Mouse if they're going to Florida. That's educational, isn't it? And they get to go on a roller coaster. So, I mean, but it is a life experience that they'll never forget. 2 weeks, will they really miss an awful lot? Probably not. Because let's be clear about it. You know, the curriculum can be slow, you know, because the curriculum is there for everybody and some kids operate a little bit slower than others. So the curriculum is made for everybody. So it's reasonably easy to catch up. Nowadays, too, homework can be put online if you really wanted to do that and have your kid doing their homework while they're on holidays. Although that usually doesn't happen. So realistically, they're not missing out on too much, but it is a delicate year coming up to your junior cert, particularly if you're not a really academic student. But in this case, they are. But is there anything wrong? The wife is saying, absolutely not. You're not taking the kids off school for 2 weeks. No, no way. And he said, for God's sake, the exam is not until next May. September, it'll be fine. They'll catch up. It'll be okay. You're not supposed to do it. But parents do it on a regular basis because we all know why. Because the flights are half the price. Literally half the price. Would you do it? Is there anything wrong with it? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Sean, hi, how are you?
How are you doing, Niall? How are you?
Great to talk to you again, Sean. Would you do it?
Oh, you've done it. I've been doing it for years, Niall. We've went, you know, it was back a few years ago, Niall, and I'll never forget it. It was an absolute nightmare. We went in the height of the season there to Tenerife, and it was an absolute a nightmare. Yeah. We couldn't move in the place, literally. Yeah. And I vowed never I'd do it again on the height of season, and we do it in September, Niall. Yeah. You know, and literally when they're only going back to school, we're out here 2 weeks. Good luck to you. And it's great, Niall, because there's not even a quarter of the people that's in the resorts then. And as you say, they're cheap flights. Yeah. It's cheaper, you know. It's just great.
Everything is cheaper. The accommodation is cheaper. The restaurants tend to put their prices down. The bars are a bit cheaper because they want more customers because they've no business.
And we always go inclusive of everything, you know. And it's absolutely fantastic. And you look, as you say, you get it for nearly half the price. And you know, look, I never fair play to Dan, what he's saying there. And I have to back him up straight away. He needs to step in and tell the missus there to relax, you know, because the kids can, of course they can catch up, you know.
But here's the thing, Sean, if everyone was to do it, you know, the kids would be falling behind. Some kids wouldn't catch up as quick as others.
Which is only 2 weeks, Niall. Jesus. They're not going out for a month or two. You know, I'm sure even, as you said, like, you know, even, you know, I don't offend anybody here, but even the slowest of kids, I suppose, would catch up, you know, on, you know, 2 weeks walk over the whole year, Niall, you know. It's not a major thing, Niall. You know, it's not. It's absolutely ridiculous, actually, that the missus is giving out on. Like, this is great. I love this.
It's a holiday of a lifetime for the kid, you know, to go to Florida. You know, it's every kid's dream, isn't it?
They're going to love it, Niall. And if Dan's listening, Dan, have a chat with the missus there and tell her they're going...
So you've done it. Now, I do want to point out again, because I don't want to condone the behaviour, because obviously the Department of Education and the Department of Children would frown upon it. You can't say who cares, because children's education is equally as important as their holidays.
Oh, it is. As I say, it's only 2 weeks left. And I do say this, should the teachers have a hand, you know? As Dan said, every week, I'm wondering why my daughter's... What's going on now? Oh, yeah, we have a half day. There's this on.
Teacher training day. Yeah.
Yeah,
by the way, I never understand why they do teacher training days during school days. Can they not do it during the holidays? Yeah.
And I don't want to get technical, Niall, but Jesus, they have no problem when they want to go out on strike, Niall, and they're not caring about anything else but themselves. Like, I don't know what's getting off the beaten track of it. But, you know, the teachers there that went on strike there for God knows how long there, a few months back and last year, you know, they were out looking, they were all about pay and this, that, you know. Look, I think they do a great job. I'm not knocking the teachers. But, you know, the fact of the matter is it's only 2 weeks. They can take off a day here and a day there and they can teach it. The whole lot, you know what I'm talking about.
Wondering, I mean, Jane is a trained teacher, my producer. Jane, just curious, will they actually miss much in 2 weeks in the curriculum? Does the curriculum move that slow? Will they miss much? No. No, not in your class they wouldn't. No. So, but in saying that, parents still have a concern. Let me go to Kathleen as well.
Yeah.
Kathleen.
Hello now.
Hi, how are you doing, Kathleen? Kathleen, you know, according to Jane, they revise everything over and over again anyway, so they do come back to stuff the kids might have missed.
Yeah. I think the gentleman has the right idea. I think the first 2 weeks in September sounds very flexible.
Hmm. Well, they're back. Only back in school. They're back in school on the 1st of September, generally speaking. So
yes.
So they're missing 2 weeks.
That wouldn't be too bad, yes. But I think they'd give more of a chance, you know, rather than going, you know, if they're doing their junior cert, you know, there'd be a lot of work to be doing, isn't there? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they break up, say, well, the primary schools break up in July The primary schools break up in June, don't they?
Who gets the longer holiday? I'm trying to remember who gets the longer holiday, secondary or primary? It's secondary get the longer holiday.
Secondary.
Yeah. So the primary schools break up in July. Secondary school break up in June and the primary school in July. Yeah.
Yeah. So, when they're young, I suppose, you know, it'd be more, but, you know, it's a bit hard to know, but I'd say that. If the holidays are too expensive for families, then maybe September, you know, the first 2 weeks when they go back, they'll hopefully catch up. But It's an awkward one, really, isn't it? No.
Yeah, I mean, there's a text here and says, you know, Sean is a complete and utter idiot. If you can't afford to go on holidays when the kids are off school, you shouldn't be going. End of. Their education is much more important.
I know, I made a point, Doyle, that I didn't want to go.
Sorry, Kathleen.
Just going to say that. What about if you could say book the holiday at the beginning of the year and get it cheaper?
Would that not be worse, Kathleen? Because that'd be closer to the exam.
Yeah, it would really.
Back to the text there, Noel. Just back at it, whoever that was. I'm at to explain it. When you go in the height of season, you can't move in anywhere you go.
Yeah.
It makes more perfect sense to go on off season and where you can have the whole place to yourself, literally. So whoever that is an idiot. That's my sense. Because...
I know a lot of people do that, though, don't they?
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Of course they do.
Yeah, but not everybody. You know, some people are hard and fast about it, Kathleen. Well, a lot of people are hard and fast about it, and they wouldn't take their kids off school. I know a lot of people who wouldn't take their children off school to go on holidays. Here's the thing, Sean. If everybody started doing it, the airlines will just put the prices up. You know what I mean? And you'll actually find the first 2 weeks in September are actually a little bit more expensive than, say, October, because they know a lot of people might take their kids off school. Yeah.
Because, we went in October before and the weather wasn't great, Noel, you know, so that's why we go always in September, you know, because I didn't want to chance it again. We done it one October, Noel, and it wasn't great. Weather wasn't great, you know. But September, I think, it's brilliant to go away in September. It's fantastic, you know.
All right, well, hang on. Let me go to Damien as well. Damien, hi, how are you?
How are you now? How's it going?
Good. Damien, is it a bad idea to take your kids off school for 2 or 3 weeks or whatever it is to bring them on a fancy schmancy holiday?
I don't think so. No, I did it with mine many, many times over the years.
Yeah.
Didn't do them any harm. My wife's brother lives in Chicago.
Yeah.
He's 40 years out there.
Okay.
When you talk to him, you'd swear he never left Killarney. Anyway,
I know. It's mad, isn't it? I spoke to a fellow the other night from San Diego. He's from Cork originally, and he still had his thick Cork accent.
Yeah. I knew fellas used to go to London for a long weekend. They come back with a Cockney accent.
Yeah, that's... I had a mate of mine went to America for a week, and he come back saying words like coin box and candy, and I'm going, "Will you shut up?"
Yeah.
You know?
But anyway, it's not really 2 weeks if you take people going on package holidays. It's 10 days. I can't see how it didn't do mine any harm. Three of them are in great jobs now, but
it does upset the system. I mean, principals frown upon it, school principals, they frown upon it because they're saying, well, look, you're only in school for whatever it is, 9 months of the year or 8 months of the year, you know, surely, you know, the other 4 months you can book the bloody holiday.
Yeah, well, as you said, as we all know, it's prices through the roof then, like, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't know, they took them, they stopped them going to school for and had them wearing masks for how long, too? The same people that are saying you shouldn't do this.
Yeah.
I'd be more concerned about what's on the curriculum in the school at the moment, the way things are going these days, rather than taking them a couple of weeks away on holidays.
Yeah, yeah.
But it certainly didn't do my three any harm. The three of them are in great jobs. I have two of them on the property ladder. And the third lad is saving well now, but I can't see any problem in it. You're entitled to take your children because the memories are very, very important.
Well, you are entitled to take your kids on holidays, but you're legally not entitled to take them off school to bring them on holidays. The law says you shouldn't.
Noel. We can school children and we can school them at home if we wanted to.
Well, you have to register to do that, yeah. Yeah.
Listen, what's the government going to do for 2 weeks, you know? No one's going to open their mouth to me. I'd laugh at them, Noel. If I got a letter or a phone call tomorrow, I'd laugh at them. See, we could up out that, you know?
Yeah.
Mind your own business. Mind your own second business. That's what I would. Of course I would.
Yeah. And what would you do? Would you give them a sick note?
I'd give them nothing. Tell them to go and sick themselves. That's what I'd say.
Would you tell the principal you were going on holidays or would you say they're sick?
Of course I would. I did before. We're going away. Good luck. See you later.
Jeez. The summer holidays are too long anyway. The summer holidays are too long in schools. 2 months and 3 months.
I agree with you actually on that. I do agree with you.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. But mind you, we didn't argue about it when we were kids.
Teachers won't argue with you.
No, and by the way, when you were a kid in school, Damien, you wouldn't have argued about it either.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. Jesus, no. June, next thing gone. Yeah. But in fairness, the same politicians take 3 months during the summer as well, and 2 months, 6 weeks here and 6 weeks there.
Yeah, they're like kids, you know? Aren't they? Yeah, yeah.
The luxury of having a government job, huh?
Yeah, yeah. The absolute luxury of working in the Dáil. It's like school.
Yes.
I don't think we've caught up with England or America yet. Regards big old fat men dressed up as women going in reading stories to our kids. Yet.
No, we haven't got that point. No.
Yeah, well, if it did get to that point, yeah. my kids were in school, they wouldn't be in school anymore. Yeah.
Okay, you're not happy with the updated curriculum, although that's not part of the curriculum. Drag story time or whatever they call it.
That's another day's work.
Yeah, it is certainly another topic, but you don't see any problem with it, Damien. Well, hang on, let me just go to John as well. John, hi, how are you?
Hey, hi, Niall, how are you?
Good. John, do you think it's wrong to take your kids off school?
Sorry?
You think it's wrong to take your kids off school?
Well, I believe that they should go on holidays in the summer, because when you're in school, it's important. Your education matters more.
It does matter a lot. Yes, it does. You're right.
It matters a hell of a lot, because I believe that even if you went away with your family for 2-3 weeks, then that means then when you go back to school, you're realistically 3 weeks behind everyone else.
Yeah, there's a bit of catching up to do, all right, yeah.
Yeah, so I believe it should be in the summertime, really. Mm. Because,
and do you think it's irresponsible? Is it irresponsible to take your kids out of school to bring them on holidays?
I do, because at the end of the day, look, as you get older, you look back on those years and you think, you know what? It was probably the best decision I ever made.
Mm. Not to do it, not to bring them.
Yeah, that's why, hence, water's in the title.
It's only 2 weeks, John, you know, it's not going to make a difference, you know.
Well,
you know, I left school at 15, and Jesus, I done very well for myself, so... look, I'm not saying, look, you know, I wouldn't encourage my kids to leave school. I encourage them, of course, but 2 weeks of a year is not going to hold them, John, you know. That's the truth. You heard it last, man, there. His kids are doing very well. They're on the property ladder. And he's always taking holidays to Florida. And Chicago.
But different people, different children react differently.
Yeah, no, that's true. Some kids catch up quicker than others, and some kids retain information better than others. But, you know, a lot of people would argue that the curriculum, it works reasonably slow, and as Jane said, and she's a qualified teacher as well, there's a lot of revision involved. So they do come back to stuff that they might have missed. So it's not a deal breaker. Now, I know, again, I don't want to condone it, because I know principals, school principals listening will be shouting at the radio saying, no, don't be encouraging them to do it. Now, I don't know what the story is in Ireland. Do they still fine people, or do they fine people? Now, not if under the 20 days I'm talking about. If you take your kids off school to go on holidays, I don't know whether you get a fine or not, or whether that's still... Well, that was, I know they were going to bring that in, or I'm not too sure whether they did or not.
I think it's after the 20 days.
Mm. I know you get a fine after the 20 days, all right, but under the 20 days in some countries, you will still get a fine if you take your kids out to go on holidays. Because because you're not allowed to do it.
Yeah. I think you're finding them, really. I think that's a bit harsh.
Mm. You think it's a bit harsh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, hang on. Let me just go to Suzanne. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
I'm good, Suzanne. Is there anything wrong with taking your kids off?
I'm from Belgium. Oh, well, actually, I'm Irish, but I'm living here in Belgium for X amount of years. And to be honest, it's not about school holidays, but to be honest with you, I'm just a bit fed up with those schools, to be honest, because they've changed their, in terms of the French-speaking schools versus the Dutch-speaking schools. Dutch-speaking schools have kept their calendar like the Irish schools.
Yeah.
But now the French schools have, excuse me, they have, how can I put it now? They put like 2 weeks at the end of November, 2 weeks at Easter and whatever.
So they kind of broken it all up?
Ah, it's really up the guts. And it's really, honestly, for September, it's like, no, sorry, for July and August, the guys need to go to school for the first week in July, and they need to go back in the last week in August. I'm sorry, I'm really a bit peeved off with these schools here, because obviously, being an Irish person, schools, I know, back at home, you know, we're, you know, if you've got somebody who's off, you've got somebody who stands in, you've got a principal who stands in.
Yeah.
Here, like, you go home early. You've got somebody who's off sick, you go home early. And I'm fed up now. I swear to God, I'm fed up. And I'm, honest to God, thinking, really, with these schools here in Belgium, especially in Belgium,
yeah,
how do they get these people ready for college, for university?
Yeah, because it sounds a bit all over the place, to be honest with you, doesn't it? It does.
Oh, Jesus. I'm fed up now. Honest to God, I'm fed up because, honestly...
Mind you, if there was a different system whereby there was 2 weeks off in November, at least you might get some cheap flights that you could bring the kids on holidays, you know?
But Niall, God knows, honestly, the kids are more so at home than being at school. So how can you get them ready for university? Tell me that.
Oh, no, I know. I often wonder if kids are ever in school, to be honest, because I see it all the time. You know, even my own stepdaughter, you know, there's a kind of parent or a teacher training day. And I'm going... But they've just come back from their holidays. Could they not have done that last week, you know, while they were off? I mean, a training day, a fire safety day, another day. It's like these days for teachers.
We see in French, le portequoi is really, really whatever, honest to God. And I'm honest to God, seriously, Niall, because I always say that to my sisters when I call back home in Ireland. I say, really, this crap that's going on here in the Belgian schools, really, it's not terrible.
But on that note, Suzanne, is it ever okay to take the kids off school when they should be in school to bring them on a holiday because you're going to get cheaper flights?
No, we can't do that here.
Well, you can't do it.
No.
You're not meant to do it here either, but people do it all the time.
No.
What would happen in Belgium if you did it?
Oh, God, I'd probably be put in jail.
Would you? Just for taking them out for 2 weeks?
I'm joking. I'm half joking with you. No, you couldn't do it. You really have to have a good excuse to bring a kid out of school. No, they don't. Honestly, Niall, they don't do that here in Belgium.
Yeah, they don't suffer fools. They're not like us. It's not kind of ad hoc.
No, you can't do it.
Well, it's the same in the United Kingdom as well. Like Sean was saying, he brings his kids away in September when the flights are cheaper. You won't get away with that as easy in the United Kingdom. You'll get a fine. They'll fine the parents like 150 or 200 quid or something like that. Now, I think they only fine you over here if you go over certain, I think it's like 20 days in a year.
Yeah. Okay.
But now, let's be clear, school principals frown upon you taking your kids out of school if you don't have good reason. But you were saying in Belgium it's much stricter. Yeah.
No, honestly, Niall, I think you couldn't do that here.
And would you do it if you could? I mean, do you think it's okay to do it?
Maybe I could start that thing, Niall.
Start a trend in Belgium? Yeah. But no, do you think it's okay? Like, is it all right for Sean to take his kids off school in September to bring them away in Holliers?
No, honestly, I think here, no. You couldn't do that. You really have to have a good excuse, and you really have to have like a doctor's note and things like that. To be honest,
but like I'm asking you, what the situation here is? You were saying no, they're not going to lose out on anything, really. You know, you just said there about the teachers; they suit themselves, and they take time off when they want to. You know, so. They have a problem with me jetting off there in September. They have some cheek, to be honest with you. You know, and that's why my personal self, like, and I did have a conversation one day with the principal. I told him what we were doing, and he couldn't believe it. And I just said, look, we're off. Good luck. You know what I mean? See you now, 2 weeks. Definitely. You know, they're not going to miss out on anything, you know.
Sorry, Suzanne.
Problem and what the teachers and everything were fine with that, and you were able to get away.
I didn't
with
ask them, Suzanne. I didn't. Even if they did have, if they had any issue with it, I wouldn't have been listening. I wouldn't have been listening. You know, I'm very like that. They're my kids, and I'd be going on holiday, and that'd be the end of it. You know, Yeah, they don't own my kids. They educate them. They don't own them, you know, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for that, Suzanne. Let me go to Jake just before I go to the break. Jake, hi, how are you? How are you doing, Jake? Jake, is there anything wrong with what Sean is doing? Well, he's not the only one that does it, by the way. Loads of parents do it.
Look, each to their own, you know what I mean? But at the same time, me personally, I wouldn't.
Right.
And the simple reason is, myself, I was never taken out of school for any holidays or anything like that. When my parents were bringing us away growing up, it was a case, summer holidays are there for the summer holiday reasons. But like that, I suffer with some learning difficulties, non-drastic, ADHD and dyslexia. So things that are kind of going to compromise my education, like, you know, and I think that was more of a case of, obviously that's not every child in schools and stuff like that.
Some children catch up quicker than others, yeah.
They're extremely gifted. But obviously I have my little bits of kind of obstacles to get over, and personally that's why I wouldn't take my child out of school to go on a holiday.
Is it irresponsible of parents to do it? Because they are missing out on education, there's no doubt about that. It's
like I said from the get-go, each to their own. If someone feels their child is going to be capable enough to catch up and all that crap, but realistically, it's nearly giving your child permission to Mitch for 2 weeks.
It's giving their child permission to Mitch. Well, I suppose, yeah, it is sanctioned Mitching.
More or less, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, Sean, I never thought of it like that. You're actually giving them the go-ahead to Mitch for 2 weeks.
The best Mitch they're ever going to be on. 2 weeks of sun, sea, and sand.
Did you ever Mitch in school?
I wouldn't disagree with that, because I'd be very jealous of it regardless. But even if that, it's a case where, like, I'm not going to say Sean's a bad lad for doing what he's doing, like, by all means. At the end of the day, it's his kids are going to enjoy themselves. There's no denying. But I think a lot of the time, I know people, family members, myself, to take the kids out of school. I don't necessarily agree with it, like, but at the same time, who's really going to stop them?
Nobody. That's
exactly.
Nobody.
Well, exactly. Well, okay, if you do it too much, you can be stopped. I mean,
absolutely. But,
yeah. Social protection can get involved.
Nobody's
social services,
in
sorry.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. You know, I think this is overrated, really, to be honest, you know, and, you know.
Well, it's not overrated, because education is important, and every child under the Constitution has a right to an education, and you as a parent have an obligation to educate them.
My kids aren't going to fail in life, Niall, for taking them off for 2 weeks in September for the last, 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, and you're saying that, but if everybody had the same idea, and there wasn't a rule around it, should there be mayhem? People would be going at all times of the years. You know what I mean? They'd just be kids be missing constantly in the class.
If that was the case, Noel, what they'd have to do is, and I tell you, if it did happen, and I did, you said that a few times, and my reaction to that would be is, give them the holidays, you know, into September, you know, and or even in the half of September, you know. You'd have to change it around to suit everybody if that was the case.
But as soon as you do that, if the school's announced tomorrow, I'll tell you what, because the flights are cheaper, we're going to let all the kids off. We're going to actually start the holidays in the middle of July and let them off till kind of middle of September. Well, then the airlines would just adjust the prices.
Well, sure. Look, listen, it's the way it is. You know, I suppose there's always a catch, but, you know, it's, as I say now, I'll stick to my guns on this one. You know, the kids always have a great time.
In saying that now, if you're going to adjust the holidays, would it not be just as well bringing them in the likes of early June as well as it would be in September? Do you know what I mean? Like, the prices are going to be the same. If you're changing the holidays to suit mid-September, like, realistically, the reason people are doing it is you're saving a couple of £100.
You're saving more than a couple of £100 if you've got 2 or 3 kids.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It's half the price, Jake.
Yeah, right. You're like, obviously, depending on how many you're going, you're more or less saving the most of, right?
Yeah.
Say you have a family of 4 going on holiday, you're saving quite a lump sum, right? But even at that, if the holidays are adjusted, like you said, Niall, the prices are going to adjust with that as well. Mm. And on top of that, it'd make no odds. Like, some places are grand in September, but they're more or less the same the start of June.
Yeah. I mean, there's other reasons as well. And Sean outlined it, say, for example, for this type of holiday to Florida, right? Which is the kind of whole Disneyland, Universal Studios, all that kind of stuff, right? Mm. In Florida. Like, it's madness to even think about going to Florida with children in July and August.
Absolutely.
Because, A, it's too hot for the kids. They'll whine for the whole 2 weeks about the heat. And secondly, you'll be queuing up for 2 and 3 hours to get onto every single roller coaster. Go in November, yeah, and you'll just walk onto everything.
Brilliant. Midterm in October.
Brilliant. Yeah, well, no, even November, it's still 27 degrees, 28 degrees. It's still beautiful.
Mm.
You know, just a little bit darker earlier in the evening. That's all. You know?
That's
all. Somebody just texts in. Sorry, I'll let Sean react to this. Niall, why would you want to bring your kids to a theme park in Florida when they can go to Funderland?
Oh, Jesus.
Now, don't get me wrong. Funderland is entertaining, I'm sure, for some people. That's fine. Wouldn't be for me. I mean, some people like Funderland.
Obviously.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
She's obviously never been, Niall, to Disneyland, has she?
Yeah. Yeah, there isn't really a comparison, is there really? You know what I mean?
Well, it's like saying, let's bring the kids to Taylor Park, you know.
Well, Taylor Park is good, but no, but it's hardly Universal Studios. Do you know what I mean?
No,
it is good. I mean, Taylor Park is a very good place to bring the kids, you know, because, look, Taylor Park is a new theme park. They were going to build years ago. There was a proposal by a multimillionaire in Ireland to build a theme park out past Swords. And it would have been the size, they were planning on something the size of Universal Studio. And they were going to build it in a big dome because of the weather. And they were refused planning permission for it.
Niall, you know what? I grew up going to Butlins. And I'll never forget it. It was the best holidays ever. And I'm not knocking them, you know.
Oh, no, it was great, yeah. I remember Butlins. Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah.
And there was, and by the way, there was nothing in it, Sean. When you look back at it now, it was shite. But we loved it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It was amazing to us. Yeah.
Do you remember the swimming pool where you'd go down to the restaurant and you could see there was like glass in the restaurant and you could see all the people's legs in the swimming
pool? That's right. Yeah. We thought that was amazing. Yeah.
Say there. I want to go to Susan. Susan, hi.
Hi, Nala.
How are you, Susan?
Hey, Niall. How are you doing?
I'm good. Did you go to Butlins when you were a kid?
Yeah, I remember coming with the next door neighbours, and I remember seeing those legs in the swimming glass.
Yeah, in the restaurant. You're eating your dinner, and somebody go by, and you see their legs.
Yeah, it was so sweet.
Yeah,
so sweet. It's a lovely place.
Yeah, but it was great. It's not now. Obviously, it's gone.
Oh yeah, yeah. My mother wouldn't really fancy that place, but the next door neighbours, I think they brought me.
Yeah, well, Butlins and Pontins, you know, in the UK, of course, were huge at the time. They were, but that's where everybody went on holidays. In saying that, is it okay, Susan, to take your kids off school to bring them on holidays?
Of course, I do believe so. No, I brought Nick to France. I asked the teacher, would it be okay? She even said the principal, he was 8 at the time. And I said, look, you know, it was in June. I think it was at the June bank holiday in the national school he was. And I don't want to be waffling on, but she said it'd be an education in itself, you know?
Yeah.
I do believe it's an education in itself.
I think so. I think it's. I think you're educating them. No, you are educating them into the culture of other places, and you know, and the experience of going on a plane, and the experience of going to another country. There is an education in that.
I know there's probably school teachers listening though, and they're gritting their teeth. Maybe
they hate me now.
Yeah. You know, because they don't want the kids coming out of school. They're frowning upon that. But I just think we're diplomatic, and then if we're going to say, oh no, you can't. You know, they're going to bring out a law like hate speech law. You're not allowed to say anything about people in case you offend people. You know, you're not allowed to bring your kids out of school because you're going to offend the teachers.
Yeah.
You're
a bad parent. If there's any teachers listening, by the way, you're welcome to come on. I'd love to get your view about it. If you're a teacher or a school principal.
They might come on. They won't, Niall. And I'll tell you why they won't. Because they move post for pillar for whenever they need time off, as everybody has said, you know, when it suits them to take days and time off, you know. And
then the kids' education doesn't matter quite as much. Yeah,
no, they couldn't care less. They don't.
But I wouldn't say they don't care.
I don't mean it like that, but yeah, you get what I'm saying.
I know. All of a sudden, it's important.
But I think it's good to get your kids out of school, but I know they're probably going to try and stop that, you know.
Well, they've already tried to stop it. I mean, you know, it's frowned upon. You're not allowed to do it. And if you take your kids off, you know, for a long period of time, you can get a fine and you can end up in court. Yeah.
And also the call to your door.
Yeah, the social services. Yeah. What's going on?
How dare you bring your kids away? How dare you? You know, you should have done it on the school holidays. Well, Inspector, it was cheaper to do it and it was better to do it. You know, you couldn't write this stuff. You know, you couldn't, you know. I'd laugh at somebody if they knocked at the door. I would.
And does it matter? Does it matter because in the email he says the kid, one of the kids that he's bringing is junior cert this year. Does that matter? It does kind of, doesn't it?
They're gonna, you know, they'll follow up, Niall, you know. They would, of course they would. You know, he's at the same himself.
During the junior cert, is it?
Yeah. No, not during.
Well, the
junior
cert is not from 25. You know?
Yeah. They're going in September. The junior cert is not for the following kind of year, so to speak. But still, it's the junior cert curriculum, you know.
Okay. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. During the junior cert, during the leaving cert. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Look, I understand. I understand teachers.
Yeah.
But I think that man is right. That boy is doing the good.
Yeah. Will you be going on holiday this year yourself, Susan, with Nick?
No, not with Nick. I haven't even joined yet. Yeah. I booked days to go to Tormelinas.
Tormelinas?
Yeah.
Tormelinas.
Three nights.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, three nights.
Three nights at Tormelinas.
So, just me, myself, and I.
Oh, just on your own?
So.
Does John know?
Yeah. No, I haven't told him yet. There's going to be fucking consternation. Oh. Nick doing the leave and all
I'll
this
go
stuff,
with you
know.
Charlie.
Oh, really?
We go down to Santa Park, Susan, for the weekend.
Give me the email. I'll send them all the details. And meet him in Malaga.
And John doesn't know?
No, I only just did.
You just
booked it there earlier.
Right.
Mm.
What do you think he'll say? What do you think he'll say when you say to him, listen, John, heading off to Tormelinas, and John goes, that's great, I'm looking forward to that. And oh, well, no, just me. What? Sorry, you're breaking up there, Susan. You're breaking up. We're missing this. This is important.
It's the phone.
It's important.
The phone all the time.
Yeah, I know, but it's important. You know? So what do you think? How do you think he'll react when he's not being brought?
He won't mind. Okay. But there'll be a bit of aggro for about a week.
All right, there'll be no talking to each other for a week, like, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You get over it, like, will he?
Exactly. He will.
Yeah.
No bother.
Would he be glad to see the back of you for 3 days, would he, in fairness?
Yeah, I need that fix every few months. I need the fix.
Do you?
You know, to get away.
And what would you do when you're over there? Just
like,
hang out?
It's like drugs.
Yeah.
Hang out. Go on trips, go on tours,
yeah.
Go to swimming pools.
Yeah.
Will you not miss John?
Will you not miss him?
And trying to avoid paying fares on train rides.
Okay.
You know, like the Lewis, get on, don't buy a ticket. Go off to places.
Do you do that? Do you get on to the Lewis and not buy a ticket?
Well, city girls go free, you know, so.
Yeah.
I'm from the city. So
yeah.
That's my motto anyway, or that's my...
But that's not actually in real... It's not a real
slogan,
rule.
Slogan. Yeah.
It's not a real rule.
Brilliant. I love this.
We need perks. Me being from the city, I need perks.
Yeah.
You know?
That's one of the perks. You kind of take that perk. Yeah. So what do you do, by the way, when you get on the Lewis, when you haven't paid, which is kind of pointed out as illegal, when you haven't paid and you get on the Lewis, are you looking out to see if the inspector's getting on?
Yeah. You got to stand near the door or you got to sit at the seats beside the door, and then when you hear tickets, please, you start moving down that carriage, and out you get.
Brilliant. And I love it, Susan.
And then you get the next
brilliant.
One.
I shouldn't laugh. One
time, inspectors were on with the orange coats, and I made Nick get off three times. He said, "Mummy, I'm going up to that machine. I'm buying a ticket. I'm not getting off again," because they kept getting on.
They were getting off.
Inland Revenue.
Yeah, and I was getting off.
I do
have a responsibility to say, by the way, that it is illegal and you shouldn't be skipping your fare in the Lewis, but it is fun, but it is funny to listen to you doing it. Well, stay there for a second, let me go to Mary.
No,
Mary,
you don't even see the driver, you just get on, you sit down, you don't see the driver.
Yeah, I know.
Sit down in the bus.
Yeah.
All around Norway I've been.
Brilliant.
All around.
Oh, I love it.
Stay there for a second, getting back to holidays. Mary, hi, how are you?
Come in, Mary.
Yeah, Mary.
Mary's gone on holiday.
Mary's gone on holiday.
Mary, tell, how does the garden grow?
Mary.
Bells.
Hang on.
Cockle shells.
Will you let Mary speak there? Mary, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Mary, is it okay to take kids off school?
Well, it depends on two things, I think. First of all, the age of the child. So you touched on it there. If they're in junior cert or leaving cert, then no, it's probably not a good idea. Mm. But another big thing is the ability of the child. I've got four children. Two of them would be fine. Two of them definitely wouldn't be okay.
So they, they wouldn't catch up. Yeah, they wouldn't be able to catch up as quick.
They'd struggle a bit. They might struggle a bit. And I think you've just got to use a bit of common sense. If they're only 7 or 8 years old or young, then they could be off sick for a week with the flu or something like that. So all children miss school, you know, to somewhat level. But if they're in an important year, it depends on the child, I think.
Now, there are different rules. So, you're in the United Kingdom. And
there, I am.
Yeah, there's different rules over there. You get it, like, if you take a child off school for, you know, anything but being sick, in other words, not for good reason, they can fine you, can't they?
Well, they can do, yeah. Unless you're on good relationship with the school and have a chat with them. And,
and they agree to it.
One of my children after COVID basically didn't go into school, and he was in A-levels, and we didn't think he was even going to sit his A-levels, and he came out with 3 A-stars.
So excellent.
Clearly, we didn't expect that. He has the ability to not need school, miss school or whatever, whereas I know my other children wouldn't be able to do that. So I think you just have to look at your child and see, where are we? Majority of them would be fine. I think holidays are so important. So I think most situations it would be, yes, take them out, especially if they're younger, but then just have a bit of common sense if they're a little bit older, I think. That's
Sean is on the line there. He does it every year. He sees nothing wrong with it. He does it all the time.
Yeah.
Because of the flight, we all know the holidays are cheaper. You know, you take them out of school.
Oh, absolutely. Half prices, he said. Yeah.
You know.
And even when I pop back over and back from Ireland, you know, I'll pick and choose my dates that we've come with the kids. And I mean, they're all in unis now. But, you know, I'll pick and choose my dates based on cost as well.
On cheap flights. Yeah, of course. Because you can get the cheap flights off season or in the middle of the week or whatever it happens to be. By the way, how long are you living in the United Kingdom? How long are you there?
Oh, since 1998 I moved over.
Well, you still haven't lost the accent. There you go.
I don't intend to. I wouldn't. It was the one thing I said I wouldn't lose going over there.
I'm being really nosy now. What brought you to England, I assume? What brought you there?
Oh, a man.
Ah, there you go. It's always a man, isn't it, Susan?
Huh? I know. I haven't forgiven him.
Definitely.
He's Irish.
And how do you find it? Well, obviously you can't really do comparison anymore because you don't come back too often. Well, I don't know how often you come back, but there was a time when, you know, England was considered cheap, much cheaper than Ireland, but it's not anymore really now, is it?
No, I come over every month actually.
Okay.
It is ridiculously expensive in Ireland, and even in the last 6 months I have noticed hugely the cost of living over here is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
For everything, you know, slice of bread, some milk, anything at all, eating out, cinema, it's just all gone crazy.
Yeah. There was a time when Irish people would be making a day out to go to Newry, do a bit of shopping, but it really isn't that much really worth it anymore now. You don't really
save it. But yeah, I mean, the biggest difference I would see, the advantage of England is the NHS. That's what...
Yeah, in fact, of course.
Yeah. About on the radio, yeah, it's a huge...
No, don't get me wrong, that has its own problems too, but in saying that, it's a lot more efficient than the HSE. You know?
Well... It depends on your situation. Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
and the free drugs, when I say free drugs, I mean free prescription drugs, obviously not class A drugs. The free drugs and the free GP care and all that kind of really helps. I mean, we don't have that over here. It's very expensive.
Free GP, but yeah, and any prescription, no matter what the drug is
free.
£9.50.
Yeah.
It's not, no, you pay £9.50.
Oh, £9.50,
and people complain about that. Yeah.
Okay,
Or you can pay a flat fee of £100 a year and that covers everything.
Yeah.
That's amazing,
isn't it? Try living in Ireland, see how that works out. So you get sick, people can't afford to get sick over here.
And
if you have a slight chest infection, you're down to the doctor, 60 quid, 30 quid for drugs. Ah, stop.
I know, it's crazy. Mm. And people complain over in England about the NHS is in a bit of a mess in lots of different ways, but it's phenomenal in so many other ways, you know.
By the way, Mary, what do you think of Susan booking a 3-day, you know, holiday off to Torremolinos and not even telling her other half? He doesn't know yet, by the way. He will after this show.
Well, I'm not sure about not telling him, but I'm all up for holidays and on your own or with others. Absolutely.
Here you go, Susan. Yeah. When are you going to tell him, Susan?
Well, not tonight, Josephine. I'll say it soon.
Not tonight, Josephine. Move it. Move it.
you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll wait for a little while.
Wait for the moment. Wait when he's in good form, maybe.
Yeah, exactly, which doesn't happen too often.
Right, okay. But that'll put him in bad form, probably.
Oh, my God, almighty. Say nothing. Say nothing till you hear more.
Sorry, Mary?
I said book him a holiday as well, a separate one.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. Yeah. Exactly. That's a perfect idea.
Yeah, Mary. Send him off on an old golfing trip or something like that. I don't know.
What a lovely Irish name, Mary.
Yeah, it is. But Mary is. You don't hear many Marys anymore now, sure you don't. Like,
no, you don't. No. Certainly not. No.
For some reason, when you think of old names, you know, like Lily and Mary and Margaret and all the, you know, traditional Irish kind of names that we would have had many years ago. Mary would be very English too. But when you look at babies nowadays, you can't imagine the name, even Niall, on a baby. You know what I mean? You just don't. You look at babies now and you don't see those names anymore because you just can't imagine a baby being called, you know, even Susan is not a common name for a baby anymore. Sean is still good, Sean. You're okay. Sean is still a good name.
Yeah. But it is not funny, though, what you said about names. It's all Shania now and this and Brittany and that. East Coast, West Coast. Apple and orange.
I remember many years ago, I was in the square in Tala and I heard this woman who had a deep Tala accent and she was roaring at her child who was about three who had ran off. And she went, Jamelia Murphy, come over here. I said, Jamelia.
Murphy, which is second. Yeah.
And I said, "What?" Obviously, Jamelia was a pop star in those days. So I said, imagine calling your child. Or Beyonce was another one too. Jamelia. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going, okay.
Well, Britney was another one, Noel. And I heard her there scream, Britney. And I'm like, Jesus Christ almighty. Screaming down the road, Britney.
And the other, of course, in 1979, the most popular name is John Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.